I want to stand down on the floor so I can look at your beautiful faces this morning. Tell somebody around you, you look really good this morning. Hey, somebody didn't get that. Tell them again. You look really nice today. Amen. 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 Are you guys ready for summer? Are y'all ready for the summer? I don't know about you, but I was so over the winter. I almost wanted to move to Florida, but I said, God, I have an assignment here in the Northeast, so I might as well stick around just a little bit longer. So I'm glad that it's summertime. Would you just do me a favor and let's stand on our feet really quickly? Let's pray. Invite Holy Spirit to come even more. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. God, we thank you for everything that you want to do. And God, I ask today that your words would go forth in this place, God, not only with power, but God, with demonstration of your goodness, of your glory, of your presence, and of your power. Father, I thank you for healings, signs, wonders, and miracles in this room. Father, we thank you for what you did last night. And God, we ask for more today. We ask for more today. Father, I thank you that you're touching our hearts, our lives, and I thank you for this season, this great season for this house and for this people. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's clap our hands and give God a big praise. Oh, come on. If you're going to clap, you got to use your mouth. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I won't be long. I'm going to attempt to speak every bit of 15 minutes, all right? I'm going to try that, all right? It's been funny, but since I've started pastoring, when I would go out and speak, I would minister a little bit more so on a prophetic level. When I travel, I do more prophetic style preaching. So when I preach, it's more like prophecy when I go out to the body of Christ, because it's to help the local church shift into the promises of God. We do need prophets and apostles in this hour. The Bible says that the church, the foundation of the church, is built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. The prophets come and speak the heart and the wisdom and the insights of God for the future and for our now, right? But the apostles come and lay a foundation for us to build upon that prophetic word, okay? And so apostles and prophets have to run together. That's why I like running with Pastor Jocelyn, because she's an apostle. And so she knows how to bring in people that will speak the word of the Lord. And out of what God speaks, she knows how to build. And so that's why we have this great church with this great people and this great God, okay? So it is important that we have that and we understand what God is doing in this hour. But I've come to realize that ever since I became a pastor, in the official sense, I've started talking longer than usual. And it's like God has lengthened my words in this season. So now I put myself on healthy timers so that people don't fall asleep while I'm preaching. All right? Because if you do, I'm going to have to come by and do like a fire tunnel. All right? So I felt like the Lord was saying that this is a season of advancement. And we'll go a little bit deeper at the next service. Because I'm only going to do about 15 minutes here just to give you a foretaste of what God is saying. I want you to know that you are alive in the greatest time ever. You are alive in the greatest time ever. You were born for such a time as this. Would you just say to somebody, you were born for such a time as this. There's a reason. There is a reason why God has you alive. There is a reason why you were born to the family you were born in. You were born in the place that you were born in. There's a reason why you are currently where you are, the church that you're in, the job that you're in, the college that you're in, the family that you're in, because God has a purpose. Amen? So God has given each and every last one of us a purpose and a place of purpose to grow from. A place of purpose to live from. And as I begin to listen to the Lord and I begin to ask the Father, God, what is the word for this weekend over this house that will help launch the body of Christ, not only here, but that would launch the body of Christ into the next 6 months? What is the word? Because sometimes when we get words about the yearly word of the Lord and different things like that, yeah, you know, 5, 7, 7, 8, the year of new beginnings, the year of gates and doors being open. One of the things is we stop those words after every 12 months for whatever reason. When they're really meant to be built upon, the word of the Lord was meant to be built upon and sustained to go into your future. The word of God, the prophetic word, is to go into your future so that you would live by it. And so I felt like the Lord was saying that for this house, and not just for this house, I feel like it's for the body of Christ, but it's specifically in this house, where the Lord says this is a season of advancement. Would you say that with me? A season of advancement. I know many of you have probably faced many different things over the last several months, whether it's been some transitional things, whether it's been some great decisions that you've had to make. I don't know about you, but I've had some really serious decisions that I've had to make over the last several months. Some real tough questions that I've even had to ask myself, God, what is it that you're doing? Where is it that you're doing it at? When do I need to be a part of it? Why do I need to be a part of it? Has anybody asked God those type of questions? All right, that's like only a few of you guys, all right? So God is inviting us into this season of advancement. And so when we look at this word, advancement, it means to progress. It means to promote. It means to go further. It means to extend beyond where you are to where you should be, to go further, to excel, to achieve. It's a high level of excellence. And I believe that that is one of the things that God is bringing us as a people here at River of Life, where the Lord says this is an hour of advancement. But here's the thing. You can't get advancement without being commissioned. Many want the advancement, but they don't want the commission. Now let's play on words real quick. Commission. You see that word co? It deals with some type of area of partnership. It deals with some level of engaging, some level of working with. Co-mission, working with a mission, an assignment. And I feel like God is inviting people in this house this weekend to understand what it is that you're walking in, what it is that you're working with, who it is that you're working with, what is the mission of God, what is the mandate of God in your life, especially out of this house. I believe that everything in your natural life is a direct outflow of where you're planted spiritually. How many believe that? Okay? So where you are in life is a direct result of you being planted. And I believe, like, out of this house, the first thing that God is inviting people to do is to root themselves in the house of God. He says those that would root themselves will be as strong as Mount Zion. God is trying to raise up a strong people. And what God has assigned you to do, you're going to need some type of covering. You're going to need some type of rootedness. I feel like God is saying the day of the Lone Ranger is over. Come on. The day of isolation is over. And God is saying, I want to connect you into a family. And I believe that River of Life is a great family. Y'all believe me? I knew y'all believe that. Okay, that was two of y'all. It's a great family. Amen. All right. And so as we look at one of the other scriptures that I've been really sensing is Psalms 1. It speaks about blessed a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but nor sits in the way of sinners. But his law is in the delight of the Lord. But it speaks about, it says that he shall be like a tree planted, firmly rooted by the rivers of living water. And I feel like God is saying, I'm inviting people in this season to root themselves so deep into my purposes, root themselves so deep in my plans. And the Lord is saying to the people that are here today that I'm inviting you into this next realm of this house to begin to get on board. Because I'm advancing this house. I'm advancing this people. The Lord says that I'm going to cause the impact of this place to now burst out of these four walls. where the Lord says, I'm going to cause not only this house, but the people of this house to begin to shake everywhere they go. If you're in business, your business is going to advance because you're planted. Your ministry, I feel like God is releasing a new realm of insight and creativity in this house. Not just for the things of the spirit, but in natural areas. I feel like there's a spirit of Daniel that God wants to release for those in the marketplace, for those with real estate. I feel like God is saying, this is also an hour, that I'm going to get real estate. I feel like God is saying, there are people that I want your feet to now start hitting the ground. It's so good. God is so good. He is so worthy that it can't stand these four walls. I've got to let it get out at my campus. I've got to let it get out at my job. I've got to start praying in my city. I got to start prayer walking. Even if the church doesn't send a group, I've got to hit the ground. There are nations that I've got to pray for. And the Lord is saying, who can co-labor with me? Who will be my co-worker? Who will partner with me for what I'm doing in this season of advancement? And so the Lord says, this is like an Acts church. Matter of fact, this is an Acts church. I really feel like God is saying in this season of advancement that I've called this place to be like an Antioch center. The spirit of Antioch. And the Lord says, over the next 6 months, you will watch things begin to grow exponentially in this house. You will see that the fruit of your labor, things that you have prayed for, things that you have cried for, even in your personal lives, you will begin to see the fruit of it. But the Lord says there are many that the enemy has tried to knock out of position, that has tried to move them out of their posture and out of their position. And so God is saying, keep your posture, keep your position in this hour. Do not be moved by the winds that are going on around you. Do not be moved by the circumstances that you see with your natural eyes. But the Lord says, I'm looking for people that will continue to pray and push forward and forge ahead. Let's give God a hand of praise right there. So a few things, and I'm going to sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to preach a little bit more about it in the next service. Woo, glory to God. Somebody shout, this is a season of advancement. Okay, so one of the things I felt like the Lord was saying in this house, and I'm going to go over this again later on, that he's releasing new strategy. New strategy. God's going to give you wisdom and insight to the thing that you've been praying for. But the key is, you can't stop praying. The key is you can't stop worshiping, because the strategy is going to come out of the place of prayer. Somebody shout prayer. The strategy is going to come out of the presence. Why? When we worship, when we pray, it causes us to ascend. We go higher, and now we're seated with the Lord. Like the Bible says, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. And when we're seated with him, we understand what he's saying, what he's doing, how he's moving, what he wants to do in that situation. So somebody shout, new strategy. The Lord also says, this is an hour that I'm releasing promotion and growth. Somebody shout, promotion and growth. Now, here's the way that the prophetic works. If I say something that God says, and you receive that, it becomes your word. If you could just lay a hold to it by faith, hey, that word of growth, that's mine. That word of promotion, that's mine. I don't know about you, but I want all of this. And so as I'm speaking prophetically, I want you to begin to lay a hold to these promises. See it not just for this ministry, but see it for your vision. See it for your family. I believe God is saying that this is an hour of family in this season. You're not just going to be blessed, but it's an hour that the Lord is saying, what you do, the steps of obedience, the steps of risk-taking, because that is what many God is calling you to do, is step out of the boat and take the risk. Many of you. And so the Lord is saying, the steps that you take today, your family is going to benefit from it. The prayers that you pray, the things that you do, your family is going to benefit. Your city is going to benefit. Your job is going to benefit. Your campus is going to benefit from this season of advancement. So God says promotion and growth.
And the Lord says, I'm also giving this house a greater mandate in this season. Now, when I say this house, I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the citizens of this community, this kingdom culture called River of Life. Man. And so God is saying he's going to release more responsibility. More responsibility. That he says, I'm increasing all of what I've called you to do plus some. Because you have stewarded it so well, because you've obeyed me and honored me in the last season, the Lord says, what I'm doing in this season, I'm increasing you more. So because you've been faithful in the little thing, I'm going to make you ruler over much. And I feel like God is saying for those that are in this house and for this church that I'm causing not only a greater level of responsibility to come, but the Lord says I'm causing a greater level of favor. With responsibility, God is going to release more favor. And that is one of the things, as I was praying for this church, the Lord says, this season, I'm going to cause this house in the season of advancement. That's what we're talking about. Moving further, moving deeper, moving in a rapid pace in promotion and growth. The Lord says in this season, I'm going to cause this church to have great favor in the city. How many believe that? That people are going to hear, not just only hear about what God is doing, but the Lord says, I'm going to call city officials. Watch. I'm going to call city officials. I'm going to cause people in high places to begin to seek out this house. And divine opportunities. Somebody say divine opportunities. God's causing. He's already doing it right now. But the Lord says there's going to be an overhaul of favor. And some of it will look like for the whole house. But some of the favor, some of the growth is going to come on Pastor Jocelyn. And she's kind of like Aaron. It's almost like what the oil runs down off of Aaron, how it runs down into the beard, into the skirts. The Lord says, don't get jealous of what happens with her because you're a part of his house. The same oil and favor and grace of God for influence, the same grace and favor of God for opportunities is flowing right on your life. Will you tell somebody around you, the oil of favor is on your life? Oh, that was the wrong person. Tell them like you're in a black church. Tell them, the oil of favor is on your life. There you go. There you go. Thank you, Kevin. The oil of favor is on your life. And so God is saying that he's going to cause even more. He says, in this next season, especially for you, Pastor, I feel like God is saying that I'm going to cause this, like favor is going to chase you down. Like she's going to go in the grocery store and favor is going to chase her down and she's going to be going places. And I feel like it's not just for her. It's for this entire house. You're going to be in places and opportunities, sitting in boardrooms, sitting with people that you may not even have the pedigree for. It's because God is trying to do something to you. He's trying to release his kingdom through you in places of influence. He wants release. We sing that song, the sound of heaven touching earth. But guess what? That's not just worship. The sound of heaven touching earth is when you show up. The sound of heaven touching earth is when you arrive. God's going to come through you as a conduit. Somebody shout, I'm a conduit of his glory. Amen. So that when I show up, the glory of God shows up. When I walk into a place, the kingdom, the king's power, the king's authority, the king's wealth, the king's dominion, the king's healing, the king's miracles shows up when I show up. So that's why depression and sickness can't stay around me. Somebody's got to go and it ain't going to be me. Hallelujah. Amen. So somebody shout favor. The Lord says, I'm going to call city favor to come. And what I see in the spirit is I hear God saying that I'm going to cause this place and your lives to be a storehouse where the Lord says, I am causing there to be unusual resources, unlimited resources to come upon this house, things that you didn't even apply for. They're going to say, we need to find somewhere that will just take all these clothes. Somewhere that would take this money. somewhere that would take these boxes of food, somewhere that we can run government programs out of. I feel like the Lord saying, I've called this place and this people to be forerunners and to be leaders, not only in this city, but in Massachusetts. He says, you guys are a people of first. You're a people of first. Come on. It's your birth as a state. And I believe it's going to start with the kingdom of God. It's going to start with people rising up in power. It's going to start with people rising up in their identity. It's going to start with people not just only rising up, but being sent out. Somebody shout, this is a season of sending. I hear the word commission. And I feel like as we advance, God is raising up to send out. He's not raising you up to say, look, I just got here. Hey, look, I got an anointing. Look, I've got power. Look, no, he's raising you up. He's pouring into you so that you would go and release it. It's no good unless you give it away. Tell somebody around you, it's no good unless you give it away. Many times people live in a state of mind, especially in the body of Christ, where they live for their present needs, where they live for what am I going to have financially? What am I going to do with my future? What am I going to do with my family? That is not a kingdom mindset. But the kingdom mindset says, God, I will receive all so that I can give it away. And it's a life of releasing. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave. So love has to look like something, A, but love also has to give something. Amen. And so also that goes with the presence of God. It goes with everything that we receive from the Father. We become conduits and not containers. Because it's easy to become a container and you just hold it to yourself. Hold all the healing. Hold all the answers. Hold all the wisdom. Hold all the gifts. Hold all the creativity. And God is saying, what's on the inside of you? I'm ready for you to pour it out. Pour it out until your campus fills it. Pour it out until people on your job feels it. Pour it out until your neighborhood feels it. Keep releasing. And so God is also saying, not only is this an hour of greater favor and responsibility, but the Lord says he's raising up faithful co-workers. There's one specific word that I felt with this house. This is a season that God is raising up faithful co-workers. And he says he's going to set new leaders in place in this house. Faithful co-workers. And he's setting new leaders in place to undergird the vision. It felt like the Lord is saying, I'm going to end with this. And I'm going to go into a little bit more. And I'm going to read a scripture so you guys don't call me a heretic. he says that this will be an hour. I heard this specifically. That this would be an hour. And if five of you can receive this word by faith, I feel like we're going to see it break open. I just need you to shout it out after I say it. The Lord says, this will be a season that I'm going to cause this place and the people of this place to be debt free. Debt free. Debt free. Debt free. When I heard that, I almost shook in the car. I was like, oh my God. I don't say that. These are the words of the Lord. And I hesitated because I don't even know even what maybe the overhead of all this is. But the Lord said, this year, not only for this house, but for the people that I'm going to cause you to be debt free. There is a debt breaking anointing. God's going to do it supernaturally. Checks in the mail, funders, investors, and God's going to cause this thing just paid off. Paid in full. And I just heard the Lord say that. How many believe that? Let's just receive that. Come on. That's important for the kingdom, y'all, because when we are debt-free, we're able to do all the things that God has called us to do. Amen. And I know that. I got it written in my notes as I was before the Lord. He said, tell them, this is a debt-free year for this house and those in it. Say that with me. This is a debt-free house. I'm sorry, a debt-free year. Hey, y'all, debt-free house, too. A debt-free year. For those in this house and for this house. And the Lord says, get ready for expansion. Get ready for expansion. If you're waiting for God to do something, you just might miss what he's doing. If you're waiting for him to do something, You just might miss it in the season that he's already moving. And so we've got to always ask God, God, give us eyes and ears to see. I was prophesying over somebody last night about the sons of Issachar. The Bible says that the sons of Issachar knew the times and the seasons of God. Their perception was high. Their wisdom was high. But guess what? They knew understanding. And I feel like the Lord is saying that I want to give this house a spirit of understanding of the season of advancement that you're not waiting for, but the season that you're already in. Tell somebody around you, we're already in it. This house, in this season of advancement, just like the Acts Church, the Lord says it's going to spread like wildfire. And I hear the Lord saying that it's going to be the voice of many waters. Many waters. God says that the multitudes in this room alone, just with the people that are in this room, you guys can impact the entire world. And guess what? You will impact the entire world through the things that God has put on the inside of you, through the wisdom. But you know what's going to impact? Your time with God, your willingness to be commissioned out of the place of prayer, which I'll talk about later on, out of the place of the presence, because that's what happens. When the church begins to rise back up in her place of prayer, he says, in my Father's house will be called the house of prayer. When she begins to arise in that mandate of prayer first, somebody shout prayer first. Say it again, prayer first. When the church arises and begins to take their position on the wall as watchmen and as gatekeepers, we will see a major move of the Spirit of God. And the Lord says that there will be nothing that is impossible for a people that will get in their position. There will be nothing impossible for a people that won't pray. When the people of God begin to pray and fast and unite together, just like they did in the book of Acts, we will see a great harvest of souls. And I want to prophesy right now that it is harvest time right now. You may say, you know what, it looks lean right now. But guess what God has said? If you would look in the eyes of the Spirit, the Lord says the fields are all white with harvest, with all white. They're ready. The nations are ready. Your job is ready. Your campus is ready. This city is ready. But God is saying, I've got to cause my people to stand up, rise up in the place of prayer, rise up in their calling, their destiny, in the vision, even out of this house. I've got to cause them to rise up, and it's now time to advance forward. We're not worrying about what happened in the past. That's why the enemy would try to get you stuck on your own personal needs, your depression, your sickness, your areas, and so low. Because if he can get you distracted by yourself and cause you to make you an idol out of yourself, he'll get you from moving in your assignment. If he can get you to just keep, oh, I'm so this and I'm so that, you'll never step forward into the higher calling. And God is inviting us to come higher. He's inviting us to come closer, because as we come higher, he's going to commission us forward. And that's how the kingdom of God will be advanced. I'm closing with this. I see the Lord causing the impact of this place to increase in unusual ways. The Lord says it's going to almost feel like, even after this summer, it's going to feel like that it's almost too much, like you can't almost take it. But the Lord says it's going to be an overhaul. I have to cause it because of what I want to do in the earth. I've got to advance the kingdom of God faster. And that's why it's so much stuff, so many different assignments, so many different doors will continue to open to you, so many different opportunities, so many different meetings, God says, you will be called into. There'll be so many different invitations. People are going to hear about you. You're going to go to one meeting, and the Lord says that they're going to hear about you, and somebody in that meeting is going to call you to another meeting, and somebody in this, and it's going to be a ripple effect of opportunities and doors that's going to break open, not just for pastor, but in your lives. God says there's going to be a ripple effect of favor and opportunities, but it's for you to advance the kingdom of God, that when you get in the doors, when you sit at the tables, when you go to these meetings, when you go, you are called to bring the heartbeat of heaven to the earth. You are bringing your time with God to the table.
You're not bringing your intellect. You're bringing your time with God. You're bringing years of intimacy to the table. Oh, God, that, I almost ran out of here. You are bringing so much to the table, even stuff that you didn't even have degrees for. You're bringing his heartbeat to the earth. Everything that he's always wanted to do, when you show up, God is saying, there it is. There's my child. She's going to make my name great. He's going to make my name great in this area. It's time for kingdom impact, and it's got to get out of the four walls. It's going to advance. It's going to advance. I feel like God's raising up his arrows in this season. You are his arrows, and God's shooting you into nations, shooting you into careers, shooting you into places of influence to advance. It's time for expansion. Let's stand on our feet. How many received that word this morning? Amen. How many of you believe that word this morning? Okay, y'all don't believe, y'all. How many believe that word? Amen. I want to read over you Isaiah 54. These are Isaiah 54. I'm going to read, actually, verse 2 through 4. And I want you guys to understand what God is saying. Verses 2 through 4. As we're talking about this season of advancement, it says, enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, enlarge the place and the capacity on the level that you think on the place that you reside in your heart. Enlarge that place. Get a bigger picture. Enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitation. God's saying, it's okay to be spontaneous. It's okay to let your hair down. It's okay to be creative. He says, let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. Do something so different. Break past the fear and let it all out this season, right? He says, let it be stretched out. Do not hold back. Somebody shout, do not hold back. He says, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. In other words, lengthen your cords. Lengthen the thing that I've called you to. Lengthen the assignments. But strengthen your stakes is grounding yourself in what I said. Ground your faith. Ground yourself in boldness and not fear. He says, lengthen your stakes. Strengthen your stakes. Verse 4:3 says, for you will spread to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess nations. God is saying that over this house and over this people, you are going to expand. It's not just in Acton. It's not just in Boston. It's not just in Massachusetts. The Lord says, I've given this house a national and international mandate. A national and international mandate. And he says, you're going to possess nations. And will people, the desolate cities. That means places that are barren. Places that I've never heard the kingdom. Places that I've never heard of the glorious gospel. The Lord says, you guys are going to go into those places. You guys are going to bring the light. They've been waiting for you to show up. And this house, God says, I'm going to commission and I'm going to advance this house to go in those places. The last verse, verse 4, says, fear not. Somebody shout, fear not. For you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded. For you will not be disgraced. Some of you are saying, God, how are we going to do this? How are we going to happen? How am I going to say it? I'm not the type that talks. I'm not this type of person. And you're giving God all these disqualifiers. But the Lord says, I've qualified you. I've qualified this house to advance my kingdom. And the Lord says, as you go, just like Moses, that when you open your mouth, I will speak for you. When you show up like Jehoshaphat, that when he said, you won't have to fight in this battle. Come on, we're in a battle right now. We're in a battle. Whether you believe it or not, I know that we're talking about all the great things, but there's a warfare that comes with your word. There's warfare that comes with your prophecy. Guess what? Every prophecy has a problem attached to it. Come on. Every moment in worship also has some opposition to it. Because it's trying to keep you from possessing. It's trying to keep you from advancing. And so God is saying that as you show up like Jehoshaphat, the Lord says, you don't have to fight. All you got to do is show up. And I will fight for you. I will speak for you. I will move through you. I just need somebody that can co-labor with me.
that can be my coworker. And so, Father, I thank you for your word in this place. And I thank you that your people will not be embarrassed. Father, I thank you for levels of faith and boldness rising in this place. Father, I thank you for this season of advancing. Father, I thank you for doors and doors of opportunity opening up. God, I thank you because I feel even in this room the breaking of a new day. I feel the breaking of a new day. Father, I bless what you've done and what you're continuing to do. Father, I thank you that you've caused this house to be a conduit of many nations, of many nations, of many nations. God says, you guys are my forerunning army, my forerunning army, my forerunning army. And the Lord says, I am your commander in chief, but the Lord says, I've given you a general to get behind. Whoa, I've given you a general to get behind. And the Lord says, you'll lead this people in this next season into green pastures. You'll lead them further. The Lord says, I've given you the blueprint, not for just this city, but the Lord says, I've given you the blueprint for nations. The blueprint for nations. God says, I'm going to even interrupt your sleep and you'll hear and you will see children crying. You will see desolate cities. You will see war. And the Lord says, I'm going to call you out to the war field. I'm going to call you out to the war areas. And you'll put your hand up and the war will stop. You'll pray and the war will cease. You'll pray and the famine will break. You'll pray and the rain will come. And the Lord says, calls his people to pray until the rain comes. Pray until the rain comes. Whoa, he says, you're a general in the place of prayer. Everything that I've ever given you in this house has come as a mandate of prayer. Whoa, everything that I've given you has always come out of the mandate of prayer and listening to Holy Spirit. And the Lord said, it is that same mandate that will go further, will go further, nations upon nations. And it will feel just like this house will always be called on missions. It will feel like people in this place will always be going overseas. It's because of the assignment of God. The Lord says, I'm raising up even the youth. There will be youth mission trips where I'm going to cause the youth to go into other nations and travel and to be my ambassadors, says the Spirit of God. But the Lord says, I've raised you up as a general. And you people of this house are an army, a mighty army, a mighty army, a mighty army that God is commissioning, that God is commissioning, because he can't advance you until you say, God, I'll go. God, I'll move. God, I'll speak. I will go. I may not know it all, but God, I'll still go. God, if I open my mouth, God, I trust that you will speak through me. And so, Father, I believe your word. You guys will break the spirit of death. You'll break the spirit of disease. You'll break the spirit of poverty. You'll bring down sex trafficking. You'll stop abortion. Great works will I do through this house. There's a new mandate. Whoa, there's a mandate on this house to shake the earth. To shake the earth. It's many waters. Many waters. Many waters, many nations. It's not just Acton. It's not just Massachusetts. He says the nations, the nations, the nations. How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they be sent? And the Lord says, you are my sent ones. I'm sending you so that you would bring my glory. I'm sending you that you would release my fire. And that's why I've caused the fires of adversity and the fires of contradiction to burn in your life. Know what you're going through does not look like your prophecy. But the Lord says, I'm using this season to produce and to process you for what I'm calling you into. It's processing to push you into. It's processing to push you into. Forward movement. Don't stop at the process. Don't stop in the fire. Get ready because God's about to pull you out of it. And when you come out of the fire, you're coming forth as pure gold. You're going to come looking like the glory. You're going to come shining like the presence of God. That people, when they see you, they will see the image of God out of you. God says, I've caused this house to emanate my glory. And God says, I'm burning away everything that doesn't belong. Whoa, I'm burning away relationships that don't belong. I'm burning away mindsets that don't belong. Because you're going to reflect my glory. You're going to reflect my fire. And that same fire that's burning around you is going to burn inside of you. The same fire that's burning around you is going to burn on the inside of you. Like Moses, God says, this is your burning bush. And they'll say, who sent me? I am. I am. I am. I am. How did she get there? How did he get there? I am. And I've commissioned you to lead a nation. To lead the nations. Huh. Whoa. Shh. It's going to increase. Get ready. Get ready. You haven't seen anything yet. 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 Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. God's going to raise many of you up. And Kevin, I feel like the Lord is saying that even where you're going next, the Lord says there's an assignment. There are assignments that I've called you to do. And the Lord says, I'm only sending you because you're also, you think you're going for your career. But the Lord says, I'm calling you there for your calling. Your calling. You are called to shake campuses. And the Lord says, there's a model that's going to come forth out of you. We've heard of Chi Alpha, and we've heard of InterVarsity, and we've heard of all these different movements. But the Lord says that there's one that I'm going to birth on the inside of you, says the Spirit of God. That has not been done yet. It's not been formed yet. But you will lead campuses. They've gone and prayed. They've gone and worshiped. But the Lord says there's an identity movement. I see the word ID, ID, ID. And you will lead. Ho, you will lead campuses into kingdom identity, not just in that state, but all across this nation, all across the world. You will cause students to come into a place of identity. You will release the Father's heart. And the Lord says you'll be like a Bill Johnson to this nation, but to the college campuses. You will bring the word of identity. You will stand with people like Dan Moliere. You will stand with individuals, and you will preach the word of the Lord, but it will cause people to come into a place of sonship. And the Lord said, you'll be a father. You'll be a father. You'll be a mother. You'll be a father. You'll be a mother. And the Lord says, as you get before me, I'm going to connect you with other campuses. But God says there's a movement that I've called you to pioneer. I know because I've been around the Circuit Riders. Those are my friends. I've been around Contend. I'm close with Lou Engle and those guys. I've been around them all. And the Lord says that you'll raise up a movement, Kevin. You'll raise up a movement. The Lord says, don't get consumed too much with your career. And yes, I'm going to use that. But the Lord says, I'm going to be Jehovah sneaky through you. I'm going to be Jehovah sneaky because there's a movement. And it's going to not be one campus. It's going to be many campuses. The Lord says there'll be transit back and forth from here to there. From there to back to Massachusetts. Because you always have a birthright here. But the Lord says you can't just leave the campuses high and dry. The Lord says, I've given you a mandate. But it's an ID, ID, like identification, identity movement that's going to break open. And it's going to be a fellowship like no other. It's going to be a movement like no other that's going to be raised throughout the campuses. It's going to spread throughout this nation like wildfire. The fires of identity, the fires of sonship. Yes, there are prayer movements. Yes, there are revival movements. But the Lord says this movement will be an identity movement. And you'll even see where the Spirit of the Lord says you're going to cause even the Asian community to step into a new place of sonship. They're going to step out of perfectionism, even on the campuses. The Lord says this move of God that I'm going to do on the campuses is going to break out like never before. He says for the Asian community on every campus across this world will be one of the forerunning voices on campus ministries, says the Spirit of God. And Lord says, you're one of the forerunners that are raised up for such a time as this, says the Spirit of God. Come on, clap your hands and give God praise. Oh, it's about to amp up. You're going to drip oil this season. You're going to drip oil. You're going to drip oil this season. This is an apostolic season for you. Woo! It's an apostolic season. It's an apostolic season. Kerede oshkna ame. Kema astubi ashobo. Whoa. It's this season that you'll see many of the dreams, many of the things that he promised you happen. 10-year-old words, 20-year-old words are going to happen. Thank you for breaking open the high schools. 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 There's movements being born throughout the youth and the young adults in this house. One of the areas that I saw advancing in this place was the youth groups. God said, there's a new anointing on fresh power that's coming on the youth groups. Encounters. Thank you for that, Daniel. Thank you for that seer anointing. Increase it. Ooh. Whoa. Yo. God's causing scales to come off of people's eyes, and revelation is coming. God's using many of you guys, many of you guys, many of you guys to be the forerunning voices. You're going to be a voice of strength and revival, voice of strength and revival, a voice of strength and revival. God says, I'm not going to stop pursuing you until you preach. I'm gonna keep coming. And keep knocking at the door of your heart. I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking. The Lord says, you're one of my sent ones. You're one of my sent ones. One of my sent ones. When you speak, change happens. When you speak, transformation happens. You're one that I've marked. One that I've marked to be a bold voice, a daring voice, says the Spirit of God. Shake youth, shake young adults, says the Spirit of God. You're a voice, you're a voice, you're a voice who I've marked for such a time as this, for such a time as that missional call, that missional call, that missional call, that missional call to touch nations. Wisdom, skill, excellence, organization, administration, marketing. Many things that you can do and you will do. And God says, I want to use all the gifts, all the callings, all the creativity, all that's in the inside of you to impact nations. God says, you're my ambassador. My ambassador. You're a voice. One more. Y'all tired? Open your mouth and bless God. All over the room. Open your mouth. Bless God. Rise up. It's time to rise up and be a voice. To be a voice. To be a voice. To be a voice. To be a voice. It's time to advance, says the Lord. Come on, clap your hands and let's give God praise. Woo! Come on. Shout this season of advancement. Hallelujah.